Ooh, look at my options. I can start billable hours too. Zoom local course. Okay, so the 13 parak starts with Ben Chacham Musar Av, which translates as the not just that the wise son listens to the Musar of a father, but that child of a Chacham is someone who is the Musar of the father. That you learn from your children. You learn what you take Musar from trying to take care of kids, because. If you want to know how to be gen how to be a giving person without expectation of of gratitude, then you have to have children. Now, Mira is sitting right over here, so she knows what I'm talking about. That we learn Musar from our children, from giving to them, from learning how to appreciate others. And right now, Pasuk Gimel, which turns to the Charitz, which we talked about in the last parak, as meaning the one who's diligent. One who's careful in what they do. They care about about how they do things. And the other term for that in the Musar is zrizut, being active, being mindful. And Torah says, mitaveh ba'ayin, someone who desires and has nothing, nafsho atzel, is someone with a lazy heart. And it's more of that, not so much that desiring it makes a lazy heart, but if you're lazy, then you'll want things and not get them. But the nefesh the heart, the desire of those who are charitz, again, diligent, careful, paying attention to what they're trying to do, it tujshan, literally will become fat, will become satisfied. As the Malbim puts it, Atzel, being lazy, are fuch min acharutz. That's the opposite of charutz. The diligent and lazy. She'osem lachab rizut uvacharitzut. Again, Malbim emphasizing that this what Shlomo calls charitz is called the Musar literature rizut. Being eager to do things. Atzel, if someone is lazy, he doesn't want to do any work. Well, Tamar she'in lo ta'avah, you can't say they don't want anything. They obviously want odd things. Lenafsho, but his hands and his feet and his limbs don't listen to what his mind wants. They don't bother doing it. It's too much work. So they never fulfill what he wants. Rotzelomar hatzel na nafsho mitaveh. Someone's lazy, desires, has wants but ayin, but doesn't have anything. Be diligent. They will work hard and they will be exhausted with all the work. But their desires will be satisfied. Because they have whatever they want. And this may be talking about literally working hard for the things you want and the whole Aesop's fable about the grasshopper and the ant. But in terms of the mashal here, that it's talking not so much about working, physically working, but working intellectually, trying to figure things out, thinking out what you're doing. I mean, someone too lazy to think. Your spiritual self desires to become a better person, but has nothing. The soul dies because you're not doing anything. You can't just want to be a better person. You actually have to do the work to get there. Nafsho, and someone who is diligent, who's a charitz, will work hard. Nafsho, but the soul will prosper. From all the prosperity from the house of God, and will drink literally from the stream of its treasure. As the Gemara Megillah says, you can work, right? Amar Yitzchak, Im Amar Yilcha Adam, person says, Yagati v'matzati. I've tried, but I couldn't find it. I couldn't get there. I worked hard, but I got nothing. Al tamid, don't believe them. In spiritual matters, if you put the effort in, you will get somewhere. Lo yagati matzati. If someone tells you, I didn't try at all, and I succeeded. Atamin, don't believe them. Yagati Matsati Tamin. Someone says I worked hard and I achieved my goal, again, in a spiritual sense, then you can believe that. And Hanimili B'divrei Torah. This is talking about Torah. It's about learning the Torah spiritual things. Of Masa Matan, but the truth is in business, just the fact you worked hard doesn't mean you're going to succeed. Yatahu, that's all a gift from heaven. Working hard doesn't mean you'll make money. Not working hard doesn't mean you're not going to win the lottery and become rich. But in Divrei Torah, it's according to Lufum Sara Agra, the Mishnah says,
Wait,
according
Danny,
to him.
are these two comparing the same things then? Because the one who says they're lazy or they're not trying hard and they don't get, are they thinking about like Gashmiya stuff or are they thinking Ruchani, Ruchani?
Well, the implication from what the Malbim is saying, that as a mashal, we're assuming here that Shlomo is not talking about giving you business advice. We're assuming this all is ruchni. This is all Musar, this is all Keter development. Right? Okay. Nefesh Charutim Tuchan isn't always true about money. Right. Malbim, the Gemara Megillah here. Mishnah Pirkei Avot is saying that in spiritual matters, that is true. God cares about how much you try. And so if you say in Divrei Torah, Yagati v'matzati, Al tamin. That's not true. You're not trying. Hashem is guaranteeing something. But lo yagati matzati. I didn't try work at all, and I'm at this incredibly high spiritual level. Al tamin, don't believe that. Again, he merely Divrei Torah. And the word here for the nefesh charutim is tudushan. Will become dashen. And the word dashen is either abundance, also used in modern Hebrew for fertilizer. Something that makes something else grow. It's translated here as richly supplied, right? The diligent will be richly supplied, they'll be abundantly gratified, or they will feast on rich fare. It's a very mashal kind of way of putting it. But the opposite of the atzel, right? The atzel gets nothing, is the metaveva ayin, means being full. The Chen sense of having one's desires fulfilled. And so Hashem here is offering this guarantee. If you are diligent, right, taking a word seriously is a result, not so much in mitzvot, but in an interpersonal relationship. Taking others seriously will lead to fulfillment, which is the way to translate what we talked about with Aristotle and his ethics to the ethics of Chachma, of eudaimonia, of being truly happy, being fulfilled in what you feel is important. And we will quote SMBC, my favorite cartoon about philosophy, that the student says, "Professor, all these ethical systems talk about human flourishing, but I have no idea what that means." It's easy. Human flourishing comes from the ancient Greek concept of eudaimonia, which translates as pleasure that is officially approved by philosophers. So the idea is that what gives us pleasure should be good things. And good is defined by society, and that's where we get the virtue ethic. That's what Shlomo says. We have to start with the Torah to get a sense of what is approved. What are we supposed to be wanting? If you can start a sentence with every human being deserves to experience, and then end the sentence with a straight face, it's human flourishing. Love, compassion, beauty, the truth is sublime. And that's Hashem, Tachen, right? The Charutim will be fulfilled. They will be able to have love, compassion, beauty, truth, and sublime. And that depends really on how we deal with others, how we speak to them. So the Mishnah continues with Rav Sheker, Yisne Tzadik, the righteous hate lies, Rasha, Yav Ish, wicked, Yav Ish, make others bad, make look at others badly, Ve'achpir, and they are embarrassed, Ve'achpir, shame. So this idea of Zrizut, the Choritzut, isn't about our mitzvot Bein Adam L'Makom. It's not about our relationship with God. Shlomo is not talking about that. It's about Adam L'Chaver, how we relate to others. That being fulfilled, that human fulfillment fundamentally comes how we speak to others. We have Torah, Gmilut Chasadim, that's good on one hand, Lashon Hara, Sheker, and our pasuk here, Mirma, deceit, which you translate as not so much lying, but not taking it seriously. That's on the other hand. And a society that is based on Lashon Hara can never progress. You want to succeed? We have to be able to trust each other, be at what I call a high trust society. We've quoted Eric Howell before, who's a neurologist, but talks about the gossip trap. The human society without rules, basically, we are just like a bunch of social primates. We care about everybody, our status relative to everybody else, and all we do is gossip and try to bring other people down. That's what the world's like without structure. Life's in the state of nature. The gossip trap, when you organize society, you're forced to discuss mostly people. Mean Girls, the movie, forever. Gossip is a leveling mechanism. Social power has a bunch of positives. It's the stuff of life, right? We talk about each other, and that keeps people from getting too powerful. But it's a terrible way to organize society. So we leveled ourselves into the ground for 90,000 years. What's it that human beings were human beings from an evolutionary point of view for 100,000 years, but they never achieved society because they were in the gossip trap. It means reputational management imposes such a steep slope you can't climb out of it. All we do is take care of where we are relative to everybody else. It essentially prevents the development of anything interesting like art or culture, new ideas, new developments, anything at all. Everyone just lives like crabs in a bucket, pulling each other down, all cognitive resources going to reputation management in the group, leaving nothing in the tank for invention or creativity or art or engineering. Again, much like high school. Life that society dependent on Lashon Hara is high school. You have to get out of that, which is why it's the Devashekha Yisnet Sadiq. We have to speak honestly in the sense of trust and taking each other seriously. So we go back to the beginning of our parak. We started with this idea of Ben Chacham. Right? It's how we deal with our children. And then we quoted the next pasuk was pre-piish, that idea of peirot, that there are things that we do that Adam ochel par temo mazeh, we enjoy the fruits in this world, but the keren kayemet, the ultimate reward is in the next world. They're practically the good for us right now. And the examples the Gemara gave, or the Mishnah rather gave, is Elo devarim she'Adam ochel par temo mazeh. These are the things that we enjoy the fruits in this world, but our keren kayemet olam haba. And we have a long list when we in that davening right before Brachot, but the mission itself says, Kibud Avaim, Miluchas Adim, Bavat Shalom, Be'adam Chaveiro, the Talmud Torah. We talked about that, Miluchas Adim, again, that's benefit in this one. That's allowed society to progress. Bavat Shalom, Be'adam Chaveiro, also is a subset of Miluchas Adim. Talk about Talmud Torah, and Torah. And in a way that brings us closer to Gvul Chasadim, but then why do we add Kibud Avaim?
Danny, you're asking that question?
Well, I'm
You're
sorry, my
asking
dog.
the question,
Quiet,
why do
my
we
dog
include Kavod?
barking. Rocky, be quiet. I just can't hear. I can't hear anything. You can't hear because the mic's directional.
Yeah, we don't hear the dog.
All I can hear is the dog.
But you're asking why they included Kibud Avaim.
Right. Why Kibbutz Av? Why the idea of the Ben Chacham Musar Av? What is that? What does that have to do with all of this? Okay. And I think the answer is because it's too easy to forget that human being that our family are human beings also. Right, Gemilah Chasadim is not with strangers, it's with members of the family. We quoted Mishlei Yud-Aleph already in a previous shiur when it says, Gomel Nafsho Ish Chesed, someone who helps his own nefesh, his own self, is a person of chesed, helps himself, Boker She'iro, but someone who rejects his own flesh, Achzari is cruel. And Rashi says that Gomel Nafsho means Gomel Tova L'Krova. Shlomo is telling us you need to do Gemilah Chasadim with your relatives. With your family. And an achzari who ocher a krovav, someone who's cruel to their own family is achzari, is just cruel. They can't be a good person. And the best way to learn to relate to other people is to learn to relate to our family. This is an article on aish.com about kindness begins at home. The kindness is no less a mitzvah, no less powerful when done for members of our immediate family. In fact, the opposite is true. Our family is our first responsibility. They are the most dependent on our chesed. Giving to them should be our greatest pleasure. It doesn't get us honored at banquets. You don't get plaques for giving to your spouse. When experiencing the same show of gratitude, we certainly reap the rewards. And Rav Volba in Al Yashur makes a similar point, really about our spouse. That's the Gemara. Here. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kol Adam she'ein lo isha eino Adam. A man without a wife is not fully human. It says, Zachar nekevah bara'am, et Adam. Hashem created human beings, male and female, and they work together called Adam. And the way Rav Bobel looks at this, Hashem Adam chal rak al ish v'isha biyachad. Calling someone Adam, a human being, only comes with the couple, man and wife together. Is that his point? Is not about being married. It's about having someone else that you can have a relationship. Question: and that's why the bracha at Sheva Brachot is Asher Yatzarat Adam B'Tzalmo. Hashem created human beings in His image, B'Tzelem D'Muta, in the form that He was built, Hidkin Lo Mimeno, and formed from Him, from human beings, Binyan Adayad, an eternal building. Ish V'Isha Nikreim Benot Biyacha Binyan Adayad. Husband and wife together are called on to build an eternal building, Binyan Adayad. Isha Chayat Chayav Levad, someone who lives alone. Achim Yasok B'Torah, even though he's learning Torah, Masim Tovim, doing good deeds, Lerov for the great masses. But in a bonat Binyan Adayad Hazeb, it doesn't build something together with something else. Adayin Latzmo living for himself. Is a dumb. That's not what human beings are social. And as part of the brachot of Sheva Brachot, we celebrate that with the man and wife together. But he didn't learn Dimikan. We learn from this. Shadam lo nivra latzmo. No human being is, as John Donne said, no man is an island. Kol echad b'echad u'charuz b'shalshelet ha'gadolah. Everyone is a link in this great chain. Mitzvacha, me'adam ha'rishon, that stretches from Adam. Adam Mashiach until Mashiach in the end of times. Kasher Kara Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shemam Adam Hashem. Called their name Adam as a collective. Kavab Zeki Adam who Yechidah Shel Mashpia VeKapel. Human beings are designed to Mashpia, to give and to accept. Both recipients and givers. And we have to have that relationship with each other. And every relationship involves that. Maybe Yosef Binyan Adayad. So this eternal Binyan Adayad comes from the two of those together. And that's part of the lesson of Gmil Chasadim, again, in the immediate family. Whether it's the wife, husband, children, parents. We give to each other. And that's the way to learn to be giving to each other. We need to be connected to others. But familiarity breeds contempt. A lot easier to be tzaddik with strangers than with members of our own family. So that's why we have to work much harder to care about our own family. And so that's why Ben Chacham Musar Av, the children become our source of Musar. The child of a wise person is a wise person by definition is someone who learns from them. I'm going to stop here. We'll have more to say when we continue on maybe next week.
Thanks, Annie.
Thank you.
Thank you.